It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Your coffee, straight black or dressed to kill. Me, I drink my whiskey, straight from the still. I say whiskey in the morning, whiskey after three. All those who like whiskey, drink it with. Like your red wine, seems you never get your fill. I'd rather have my whiskey straight from the still. I say whiskey in the morning, whiskey after three. All those who like whiskey, drink it with me. And you like Coca-Cola, all those bubbles give you thrills. But me, I'm drinking whiskey straight from the still. I say whiskey in the morning, whiskey after three. To all those who like whiskey, drink it with. I know that you like your beer, but to me that stuff's just swill. No, I'd rather have my whiskey straight from the still. I said whiskey in the morning, whiskey after three. To all those who like whiskey, drink it with me. To all those who like whiskey, some to me.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn. I am the Celt Father and I am your podcast host. And of course, this is my show. It features things that I want to talk about and a little bit of music as well thrown in, mixed in, I guess. And the big news for the day is talking about Ireland. But first, the band you just heard was the Langer's Ball with Whiskey from the Still. That's from their CD, Ships Are Sailing. So, what was it, a week ago? It's too long ago, that's how, where it was. I guess about a week ago, I went to Galway, Ireland for my Celtic invasion vacations. Each year, I try to host an invasion of various places around the world, mostly Ireland and Scotland. This year, we did a Celtic invasion of Galway, Ireland, and it was absolutely brilliant time. There was nine of us. We all stayed in Ross Castle in County Galway, and I have pictures that you'll find, a link you can go to their website on the and you can see pictures of this place. And let me say that when you look at the pictures, just take soak them in for a moment. Go ahead, click over there, soak them in a moment, okay? You soaking? Okay. It's prettier than that. It's so much prettier than the pictures give it credit for. It is an absolutely stunning castle. We stayed in a cottage that was transformed from some horse stables long ago. We got to see pictures of what it looked like before the restoration. The castle was built in like 1590, and the current owners, George and Elizabeth, just so sweet, a wonderful couple who rebuilt this house, this castle, and just turned into something magical. And we just had so much fun there. In fact, it probably one of the big disappointments of the trip was that I didn't get to really spend as much time as I would have liked hanging out at that castle because it was so gorgeous. They had this little gardens, just beautiful. This huge open land, a little boathouse. It was amazing. It was so wonderful. The whole trip, of course, was just like that. Each night, I think most evenings, there was music going on. I played music the first few nights, and then Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman, they came in, and they shared some music. We actually got to jam together the first night, and the second night, they played music for us, and, you know, to a riotous response from everyone who, all our invaders, and so it was just totally cool. There's a couple of new songs on there that I'd love to get recordings of, but alas, nothing just yet. Let's jump into some music so you can hear a little bit of what Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman sound like. This is Sunset's Gold. It's from their latest CD. This is music inspired by, with lyrics from the Pern series by Anne McCaffrey. And Tanya's a big fan of Anne McCaffrey's work, and so she did an album a few years back and then recorded a new album just recently. In fact, they have a whole bunch of albums in the burner, much like I do. They have like four, I think Mike was saying. So here we go. Sunset's Gold, Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman.
Blackest night must end in dawn. The sun dispel the dreamer's fear. When shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace in its darkening weir? When shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace in its darkening weir? Harbor, your song has a sorrowful sound, though the tune was written as gay. Slow and your eye meeting mine turns away. Harbor, tell me of the road that leads beyond. Does it go further on until it ends in sunset's gold? The blackest night must end in dawn. The sun dispel the dreamer's fear. Shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace in its darkening weir? When shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace?
So what were some of the highlights of this trip? I don't know. There's so many. You know, we got in, we drove up to New Grange, where we We don't do buses on these trips usually. That might change in the future. We'll see, depending on the number of people that come and whatnot. But typically we drive. So we had two cars and we caravaned around the country. And so we usually, obviously, when you're driving across the country, there's little challenges. For instance, the GPS doesn't work the way it says it's supposed to. So Newgrange was a little bit of an adventure because I knew the way to get there because I went there with Kenzie and Gwen the month before. But the other car did not. And so they barely made the bus to Newgrange. But we got out there, had a wonderful time, and got to listen to the actual stories that they tell about the whole discovery of Newgrange and its purpose as and it was really awesome to hear this time, because last time I was hurting Kenzie, and because she was going crazy and tired, and it was the end of our trip and whatnot. So this time I got to actually hear everything, and it was wonderful. It was really cool, really cool. Then I would say we drove across country all the way to Galway. We went in, found our exquisite lodgings. That's one of the things I love about these trips. I say good food, good drink, and good company, but I usually also have some pretty awesome lodgings too. We stayed at this, like I said, this gorgeous castle, and I played some music that evening. Then we got up the next day a little bit late and then went off to Galway, where we spent a couple hours mostly just wandering around. I think a few of us went up to the little beach, which was, you know, low tide and such. So we were out there. So we go out to the beach, this little beach area, and we write in there CIV 2012. I should have pictures of that up online somewhere. There's a few that we took, and you know, just enjoyed the weather. It was nice and cool. Wasn't cold and rainy like the last time I went, so that was a wonderful thing. Then we headed back, made dinner at home, and had some more music. Let's see, the next day was, is that when we went to Kylemore? I think the next day we drove to Kylemore Abbey up in Connemara. And of course, stopping along the way, you know, when you drive up 59, I think it is, there's the Quiet Man Bridge is over there. It was used in the movie The Quiet Man. And we drove all the way up, taking pictures all along the way, and we stopped off at this gorgeous lake. There's a picture on my Facebook where I'm standing up on this rock, and it was just stunning views and soaking it all in. And then all the way up to Kylemore Abbey. And if you've seen the pictures, I hope, because it's a absolutely, again, stunning, this, I don't know how to describe it really, because it's just these old buildings that I think was built in the 1800s. I think that's right. And you know, set aside this rugged countryside, and they did a lot to this whole area. They apparently put in some gardens. They built a little small cathedral. And they apparently, this is actually, yeah, it was during the 1800s, because during the famine, this place was doing okay, because the guy who created all this, he kept everyone employed in this area, and it was amazing to see. So we took a little trip up to the gardens, though. But this is okay. So while we were by the waterside, we were getting a little nipped by the midges. Midges are like cross between mosquitoes and gnats, the size of gnats, but with the little mosquitoes. They usually leave a little red dot. So we got a little bit of nipping there. So we're driving and taking the bus up to the gardens, Deborah says, "Oh, look at them swatting over there. I think the midges are out again." So I look out the window, and there's a whole bunch of people, which I named the Midges Dance, or Dance of the Midges, because they're all swatting their hands around and moving around in this frantic pattern, like, you know, a horde of bees attacking you or whatnot. And we're like, I'm thinking, is this something we want to do? We want to get off this bus. And so we get off the bus. We walk down over to the gardens, at which point the midges are just like thick. I don't really remember a whole lot about the gardens, although there was we did find refuge in a a little bothy. I finally got to see what a bothy really is. There's the song The Barnyards of Delgatee. Well, there's the bothies in that song. And it's called a bothy ballad because it's about a ballad written supposedly by these itinerant farmers. And it's got this certain style of dreaminess and longing and a little bit of work and such. In fact, I'm going to play Barnyards of Delgatee right now for you.
As I went down to Tour Market, 40 feet, I fell in with a market farmer at the Barnyards of Delgatee. Linsonaddy, Tourinaddy, Linsonaddy, Tourinny, Linsonodin, Norin, Norin, the Barnyards of Delgatee. He promised me the finest horse that I ever set my eyes upon. When I got to the barnyards, there was nothing there but skin and bone. Linsonaddy, Tourinaddy, Linsonaddy, Tourinny, Linsonodin, Norin, Norin, the Barnyards of Delgatee. As I went down to church on Sunday, many's a bonny lass I see, sitting by her mother's side and winking o'er the pews at me. Linsonaddy, Tourinaddy, Linsonaddy, Tourinny, Linsonodin, Norin, Norin, the Barnyards of Delgatee. Now I can drink and not get drunk, and I can fight and not be slain. I can court with another man's lass, and I'll be welcome to my aim. Linsonaddy, Tourinaddy, Linsonaddy, Tourinny, Linsonodin, Norin, Norin, the Barnyards of Delgatee. My candle is burnt out, my snot is fairly on the wane. Fare you well, ye barnyard, should not see me here again. Linsonaddy, Tourinaddy, Linsonaddy, Tourinny, Linsonodin, Norin, Norin, the Barnyards of Delgatee. Linsonaddy, Tourinaddy, Linsonaddy, Tourinny, Linsonodin, Norin, Norin, the Barnyards of Delgatee.
Had a little refuge in that bothy, and then we raced out of there, running back to the bus, and then back down to the main area, where we quickly made our way up to the main building, where we got a little tour, which was a really cool. A couple of us also went and visited the other areas, braved the midges before we headed back and had some food. Now, the whole trip went a lot quicker to Kylemore, a lot quicker than I anticipated because, well, we were attacked by midges. So after that, we're like, okay, let's get out of here and do something different. Let's head north. So we start driving north up into the Connemara countryside, and at which point, Nancy, one of our drivers, she decided she had met someone on the airplane or somewhere else. On the airplane, I think, who said, come on down for tea. So half of us went for tea and the other half went to Clifton, where we got to spend a little bit of time, catching a drink and relaxing, for the evening's just relaxation and such. So, now that was the evening that Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman were supposed to get in town. Oh no, that's the evening we're going to play music for them. I get my days mixed up, I think, here. Nevertheless, after a little bit of relaxation, we got in the car, hit the GPS to go back to Ross Castle, and realized it was going to take a little bit longer to get back. And that evening, we were supposed to have music from Oplin and Freeman, which this was going to cause a slight problem. So... it was going to take 3 hours, and I thought it was only going to be an hour. And so 3 hours to get back. And so we start turning tail and racing. Fortunately, the other car caught up with us, and we realized that there are multiple Ross Castles, and the GPS that we inputted the information, it went to the Ross Castle down in County Clare. So it was only about an hour back. We got back. I made my secret pasta recipe while Oplin and Freeman played music. Totally awesome. What else? Oh, God. I have to remember all these things. Traveling with Dragons. We had Smog. Smog was there. A little Smog who was visiting on tour, much like gnomes you may have seen in some movies and such. A good friend of Nancy, who is one of my Hobbit compatriots from a long-expected party. Oh, I think the next day after that, we went into Galway and got to do some shopping. Galway, that's where I got to meet. There's a couple places to shop in Galway. When you're going to Ireland, you're going to find that almost every place has the same 10 items. I'm going to say it right now. Oh, that's what it'd be. Erin Islands. Oh, I'll come back to that. So every place has about the same 10 items. So you get tired of looking at the same 10 items. So if you go into certain places and find that they don't have the same 10 items, you get pretty excited and start looking and saying, oh, cool. Galway Bay Gifts, they had a lot of the same items, but there was a few extra ones. I think a few of us ended up buying stuff there. And also, that's where we met Liam, who told us of a great place to go for live music that evening, and the evening we were in Galway. So a shout out to Liam. Hey there, how you doing? We traded information and whatnot. And while Galway has a few nice shops, there's quite a few nice shops to find, including a good music shop we found. But we found a better place on Friday. Thursday or Friday? Thursday. Spittle. There's on Spittle. I'm not entirely sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Probably not, because I never do. But it's they have a crafts area. These like 8 buildings of craft shops and a really cool little cafe as well with amazing food. But these craft shops. Now, there are the same 10 items, and if you want to find some great gifts in the Galway area, it's like 30 minutes outside of Galway, but it's worth it because it is so good, and it's right on the beach, right on the ocean, so you can look out on the Galway Bay. Gorgeous, just beautiful, so wonderful. That's where I ended up getting Gwen a few little sweet gifts, and yeah, definitely a place to check out. Now, I'll take a step back a few days while we bounce around to the Erin Islands. That was one of the big things I was looking forward to. I was looking forward to walking around the Erin Islands. Little did I know that they are a lot bigger than I expected, or at least the main one is, Inishmore, I think it's called. We got there, and we're like, yes, we're going to go for a hike. So we start hiking the seal colony. There's a little seal colony. And we're hiking and we're having a great time. I mean, it's gorgeous. They have those. If you ever saw the movie, what is that? The Matchmaker. I think they filmed some of that on The Matchmaker in there, because there's this, the rock walls and such. I mean, that's a lot of the Burren as well. But, you know, these wonderful rock walls, some horses and cattle, and of course, there off in the distance is the ocean and some hills. It's beautiful. So we're walking and this guy drives by, and he's a little tour bus, and he's like, y'all want to go do a tour? And it's like, oh, no, we're fine. and then we keep walking. And then a little bit later, 30 minutes, an hour, I don't know how long. And a guy who drives by, I didn't even recognize him as the same person. Apparently it was the same guy. And y'all want to go ride? And by this time, we're like, yes, please take us. He said we had driven about and walked about a mile, you know, and it was the one day that was like really warm too. So a mile in this warm weather. And fortunately he picked us up and gave us a ride to Dunangus, which is stunning. It was the huge, wonderful cliffs, this fort up on these cliffs, He said that the whole Aran Islands actually broke off from the Cliffs of Moher and such. So it was just beautiful. But yeah, we got a great, great little trip there. I should take a break here and play a little bit more music. Let's play some Brigand's Folly. This is Yellow Jack.
His wit as sharp as a rapier blade, his charm the ruin of many a fair maid, the guns of his frigate, his stock and trade, but fate would soon measure his thread. With the letter of mark, a captain proud, sworn to the king and the sea avowed. Some say he was laughing a bit too loud when he last turned his back on the land. The anchor's away and we're under sail, the wind on her quarter at half a gale. The crew is a ragtag and bobtail lot, but they'll take to the sea ere they want to or not. 4 months on and they will drill and rehearse, and the bosun's daughter will often be cursed, and the life of a sailor is hard at first, till you open your heart to the sea. To the Indies they sailed with a bone in her teeth, toward a date with the devil, a pirate or thief, showing all plain canvas and none to be reefed, with victory surely at hand. But the days grew hot and the wind soon died, the captain grew sullen and swallowed his pride. The fevers came sudden and grown men cried, their killer could never be seen. The anchor's away and we're under sail, the wind on her quarter at half a gale. Ragtag and bobtail lot, they'll take to the sea ere they want to or not. 4 months on and they will drill and rehearse, and the bosun's daughter will often be cursed, and the life of a sailor is hard at first, till you open your heart to the sea. With the yellow jack raising its ugly head, half of his crew had been discharged dead. The surgeon was useless as we believe read, the watch glass had run out of sand. All hands to the braces, prepared to tack, through the eye of the wind there's no turning back. Set a course to the north, by northeast there, Jack, we're fleeing this desperate land. The anchor's away and we're under sail, the wind on her quarter at half a gale. The crew is a ragtag and bobtail lot, but they'll take to the sea ere they want to or not. 4 months on and they will drill and rehearse, and the bosun's daughter will often be cursed, and the life of a sailor is hard at first, till you open your heart to the sea. Well, they wrap you in canvas from head to toe, sewn in with the final stitch through your nose. Weighted down with shot for the rails you go, to sleep in the arms of the sea. In the harbor in London they tell the tale of a ghostly vision with tattered sails, that coasted in empty, no man at her rails. They had given their lives to the sea. Their souls now belong to the sea. The anchor's away and we're under sail, the wind on her quarter at half a gale. The crew is a ragtag and bobtail lot, they'll take to the sea ere they want to or not. 4 months on and they will drill and rehearse, and the bosun's daughter will often be cursed, and the life of a sailor is hard at first, till you open your heart to the sea.
Well, I'm going on and on here. I think time is, wow, 20 minutes, according to... We had one day where after the day we went out to Spittal and such, we ended up driving up the coast. There's supposedly some great views, and there were, up into Connemara and all the way up to Clifton and Connemara. We had this, it was a little bit, that was our rainy day too. So it kind of worked out to spend a bit driving, and we drove up there, had a, got a few great shots and whatnot, photos and such, and visited Patrick Pierce's cottage out in the country, and then had a nice dinner in Clifton. And Friday I made a few changes. One of the things I change things up on the fly. And so we drove down for a little bit of a rainy, quote unquote, picnic, I'll say, in Kinvara, where they had a little farmer's market, and the guy playing music in the rain out there was apparently one of the original members of Planxty, one of the quintessential Irish traditional bands. So he was out there playing music, and then we got all the way down to Doolin, where we were going to catch a boat to see the Cliffs of Moher from the water side. And unfortunately, the weather, once again, it was not so good. And so that bit was unfortunately canceled. So instead, we went back to the cliffs themselves, where it was a bit windy and rainy, a little bit. And not so rainy, actually, just mostly really, really, really strong winds. So you had water splashing up from the ocean, 1,000 feet below, whatever it is. But it was made for some really cool shot videos and photos and whatnot. And then from there, we drove all the way to, what is that town? Athlone. We decided to change up our plans, and instead of going back to the castle, we stayed in Athlone because it's a little bit closer and we didn't have to get up at 4 a.m. to drive to Dublin for the airport. So had a great evening there, a little bit of dinner, some drinks and whatnot. I finally got to have a few drinks myself because, I was driving most of the time, so I couldn't do much drinking. Curses! It's the one problem with doing the our own driving and such. Less drinking. All in all, wow, what a fantastic week. My one downside of the whole thing was the fact that the internet was a little shoddy, and so consequently, I barely got 5 minutes a day with my daughter. That was the torture part. Everything else was just it went smoothly, awesome. I just got back, and I was like really excited. I immediately emailed my cousin Kathy, who's organizing the Celtic invasion of the Highlands of Scotland next year, and I'm thinking that we'll have, at the very latest, we're going to have start accepting applications at the end of the summer, but possibly in the next couple weeks. We'll see how it goes. 5 days in the Highlands, a couple days in Stirling. It's going to be a brilliant little trip. Let's do some more music. Next up is Whiskers in the Jar. It's from my same titled CD. I love this song. I had to play it because I was listening to it on the trip, and the lyrics are just brilliant. They were written by my friend Nancy Pearsall, and she's amazing lyricist. She should do this for a living, but alas, she does not. All right, here's Whiskers in the Jar.
As I was throwing pennies like wishes in a fountain, I heard two women talking about their babies and recounting how one had lost a tooth already, giggling and merry. They joked about inflation for the stork and the tooth fairy. Meow shering da ma doo da ma da. What for my daddy o? What for my mommy o? There's whiskers in the jar. I chuckled when I saw a pillow lifted and a penny being hurled across the room and replaced it with a 20. I sighed with relief that my cats would never bleed me, but admitted there were times I rather wished I had a baby. Meow, shuring, da ma doo da ma da. What for my daddy-o? What for my mommy-o? There's whiskers in the jar. Well, later on that night, I drove home to my apartment, was greeted by my kitties and refilled their food and water. And there beside the feeding bowl was a whisker on the carpet, kind of like a baby tooth, I thought, and so I saved him. Yowsha, ring dum a doo dum a da. Quack for my daddy, oh. Quack for my mommy, oh. There's whiskers in the jar. It was early the next morning, I placed upon the mantel another that I spotted watching sleepless in Seattle. Before too long, the few had grown into a small collection. And I'll admit it's odd, but I regard them with affection. Yowsha, ring dum a doo dum a da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my mommy-o. There's whiskers in the jar. Some parents push the daughters in the carriages out strolling, and others take their sons to soccer, baseball, or out bowling. But I shop for catnip, making sure that it's organic, and brag on my cat's cleverness with pride that is gigantic. Yowsha, ring dum a doo dum a da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my mommy-o. There's whiskers in the jar. Come over and they see my jar of whiskers, I assure them it's not voodoo, and eventually they snicker. And when my cats are gone and I'm beside myself all lonesome, that jar will come in handy for the day I want to clone them. Meowsha, ring dum a doo dum a da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my mommy-o. There's whiskers in the jar. Meowsha, ring dum a doo dum a da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my mommy-o, there's whiskers in the jar.
A little Celtic music news. The Langer's Ball have a new Kickstarter. It's for their new CD, The Devil and the Barrel. It is 83% funded as of the 15th, and they have just 3 days to go. So if you can help out, they're a fantastic band, and I'm going to play some of their music in just a moment as well. Or as you may have heard from the beginning of the show. Meanwhile, the Pandora Celtica new CD was successfully funded, so keep an eye out for that. That should be coming out soon. The new Songhinge is the fan club of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It's coming along beautifully, and I've totally revamped it. I had my first lifetime member sign up, and so I'm really excited about that as well. You can check out all the details at songhinge.com. I even added a few new bonus things. I'm also working on a membership group for the Renaissance Festival podcast. Hopefully we should have that going in a couple weeks. I have also done a bunch of updating of the Celtic Music CD store, and in the month of June, you can save $5 off any order. So that means you can go over there and order a download of, you know, one of the albums, of any of these albums, and you'll save $5. So it's a great way to support indie Celtic music and yours truly. So there's also a bunch of things you can save the $5 for, things like iPhone 4 cases, Kilted for Her Pleasure t-shirts. You can get the past season of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast for free, because $5 off of $5 is zero. You can get compilation CDs. I have a whole bunch of albums, including things like Kilted for Her Pleasure. There's the Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers CD, and there's the Brobdingnagian Bard CDs, like Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. Most of these things are now up online and with high quality MP3s that you can download and enjoy. Let's play some music from Pandora Celtica. I Walk in Shadow, from their CD Out of the Box.
I walk in shadow for you.
I walk in shadow for you.
I walk in shadow for you.
I walk in shadow.
Tread the afterlife. I could be anyone, your daughter or your you, I say the banshees wail, so that you'll make it through. I walk in shadow for you.
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 Waited for so long, and now you're really here. I played my ghostly song. I gathered all your tears. I felt so young, it seems, so very long ago.
The last thing I wanted to let you know about is the upcoming shows. And starting Saturday, June 30th, I'll be at the Pepper Place Farmers Market. I had a great time last month, and I can't wait to go back. I want to make this a regular because it's really kind of a cool little thing. Get a little warm out there, but so awesome. Then at the end of July, there's Play On Con. August, we have Gen Con. Oh, and we have successfully establish Friday Night Live. That's right. This is something that when Andrew and I first went to Gen Con many, many years ago, 2005, 2004, I forget what, they had Friday Nights Live, and it was this big comedy music event. Just totally awesome. It was so much fun that they canceled it like the year or two afterwards, and it hasn't been there since. And I've been really disappointed about that because it was so much fun. And I finally, you know, I was working with Jeanette, trying to make it happen. And finally we've confirmed it. And there's going to be a whole bunch of artists there, including the great Luke Ski, Tom Smith, Dan the Bard, Damsels of Dorkington, and of course yours truly. And I think there's a couple others that might be joining us as well. I'm really hoping that Devo Spice will be joining us as well. So a lot of great comedy music, and this is going to be an amazing event. So I really could use your help, actually, in spreading the word about it. If you're planning on being there, or if you're not, just you know, tell folks that's going to happen. Now, the other big, big, big news is Sherwood Celtic Music Festival, September 22 through 23. It's going to feature music from yours truly. It's going to feature music from Guns and Drums. That's my group duo with Jamie Hauser. And it's going to feature music from the Brobdingnagian Bards. Yes, we are doing a reunion show in our basically hometown, just minutes from where we were first played at the Excalibur Fantasy Fair in Smithville, Texas. This is in Page, Texas, an hour outside of Austin. It's going to be a fantastic event, so I hope you'll join us there as well. October 12th through 14th is Constellation in Huntsville, Alabama. And October 19th through 21st is the Stone Mountain Highland Games in just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. So, bunch of big shows. Now, things that are still not confirmed, but I'm planning on being there anyways. Dragon Con, that's Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. I have several shows I've already been talking with, including a Firefly Drinking Song show, a Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits show, and of course, then there's the Filk Room and whatnot. So I'll be doing a lot of shows that weekend. And I'm still hopeful that I'll be at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival for at least 3 weeks, but I'm hoping I can do the full run. If they'll have me, I will be there for the entire run of the fair. So that's all the news I have. I know it's been a lot of news here, so we're going to finish up the show with Irish Reels by Femme from the compilation CD Irish Celtic Music, which incidentally you can get for free when you become a member of Songhenge, just as an FYI. If you haven't already bought it, thanks to my little promotion a few weeks back. All right, I really appreciate all your generous support. I would love to hear your comments and thoughts about various things. You know, whatever you thought about this show, and you can post it in the show notes at pubsong.com. I will talk to you again soon. Sláinte. Thank you. Songs podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.